Thanks for tuning in to your local radio station and spending a little bit of time with us here on The Good Stuff. And just a reminder about Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of our publication, released every Saturday, is tailored to the commercial cattleman. From connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry, Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
In today's competitive cattle market, how do you make sure you get the best price at market? It's simple. You start with the best. Slotin Angus 36th Annual Bull Sale, Monday, February 12th, Faith, South Dakota. Breeding for the most efficient genetics that produce premiums for you. Featuring Man in Black, 115 bulls, 30 heifers from a program with a plan based on sound genetic principles. It's in Faith, South Dakota at Slotin Angus Bull Sale, Monday, February 12th.
Just a few days away now, the start of the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo in Rapid City, South Dakota, the largest trade show in the region with over 300 vendors, cattle shows, horse shows, four nights of extreme bull riding, rodeo events like the Ranch Rodeo coming up on January 30th. So check it out online, blackhillsstockshow.com.
There you go, Mike. Okay, I'd like all ladies to bow your head, those of you that are single, and pray along with me. Before I lay me down to sleep, I pray for a man who's not a creep, one who's handsome, smart, and strong, one who loves to listen along, one who thinks before he speaks, one who'll call, not wait for weeks. I pray he's gainfully employed, when I spend his cash, won't be annoyed, pulls out my chair and opens my door, massages my back and begs to do more. Oh, send me a man who'll make love to my mind, knows what to answer to. How big is my behind? I pray that this man will love me to no end and always be my very best friend. Jake Lake wrote that. Well, a woman's prayer.
I have a Bronco Twister's prayer from Bruce Kiskaden, Rhymes of the Ranges, back in 1924. It was a little graveyard on the rolling foothill plains that was bleached by the sun in summer, swept by winter's snows and rains. There's a little bunch of settlers gathered on an autumn day, round a homemade lumber coffin with their last respects to pay. Weary men that wrung their living from that hard and arid land, and beside them stood their women, faded wives, with tail-worn hands. But among us stood one figure that was wiry, straight, and trim. Everyone among us knew him. 'Twas the Bronco Twister Jim. Just a bunch of hardened muscle tempered with a savage grit, and he had the reputation of a man that never quit. He had helped to build the coffin, he had helped to dig the grave, and his instinct seemed to teach him how he really should behave. Well, we didn't have a preacher, and the crowd was mighty slim. Just two women with weak voices sang an old-time funeral hymn. That was all we had for a service. The old wife was sobbing there, for her husband of a lifetime, laid away without prayer. She looked at the Bronco Twister, then she walked right up to Jim, put one trembling arm around him, and said, "Pray. Please, won't you, Jim?" She could see his figure straighten, and a look of quick surprise flashed across his swarthy features and his hard daredevil eyes. He could handle any bronco, and he never dodged a fight. 'Twas the first time anybody'd ever saw his face turn white. But he took his big sombrero off his rough and shaggy head. How I wish I could remember what that bronco peeler said. No, he wasn't educated. On the range his youth was spent. But the maker of creation knew exactly what he meant. He looked over toward the mountains where the drifting shadows played. Silence must have reigned in heaven when they heard the way Jim prayed. Years have passed since that small funeral in that lonely graveyard lot, but it gave us all a memory and a lot of food for thought. As we stood beside the coffin and the freshly broken sod, with that reckless bronco breaker talking heart to heart with God. When the prayer at last was over and the grave had all been filled, on his rough, half-broken pony, he rode off toward the hills. Yes, we stood there in amazement as we watched him ride away, for no words could ever thank him. There was nothing we could say. Since we gathered in that graveyard, it's been nearly 50 years, with their joys and with their sorrows, with their hopes and with their fears. But I hope when I have finished, and they lay me with the dead, someone says a prayer over me, like that Bronco Twister said. Bruce Kiskaden from Rhymes of the Ranges.
Very good. That was amazing. Thank you so much, Mike. That was very good. Hey, remember, if you have something to share, we love to put it on The Good Stuff. So send it to Kim H. Burge, B-U-R-G-E, @gmail.com, and then join us later for The Good Stuff.